Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about these talks that are going on, you know, as we speak, and you hear us say it quite often, but if it is what it is, isn't it good to know what it is?
What talks are you referring to?
Well, I'm talking about the talks that are taking place, you know, over Iran getting nuclear capabilities to obviously, you know, get some sort of nuclear weapon. And they already have missile technology, reports are.
Right.
But the biggest thing is, from I heard that reports are that everybody was walking away from the tables because it took so long. But America was hanging in there.
To the very end.
You know, John Kerry hanging in there. Secretary of State John Kerry. And I'll just tell you what the Lord showed me. Before John Kerry was even selected, where anybody knew that he was going to be selected, because prior to that was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the most traveled Secretary of State. Boy, she organized the world pretty much, you know, whatever happened. It's amazing. And so anyway, so I'm walking side by side with with John Kerry at that point. You know, he wasn't even Secretary of State. And as I'm walking side by side with him, I'm trying to think about, you know, what is his name? Because this is, you know, anyway, so, and we're going up these flights of stairs. And then all of a sudden, you know, I needed to be able to, and we're having this relationship and we're talking, that type of thing. And then all of a sudden, I got to go back down to, imagine being at a hotel and you go to the front desk to be able to get a particular key. And after walking with Kerry for a while, things were going to be different for Christians. You have to, you know, we always feel like, you know, ever how it is that it always was. This is not normal to go through Christian towns, beheading Christians, crucifying Christians, raping Christian women, forcing them into marriage, this genocide of Christians. But guess what? Even the very specific thing of when he was going to announce, God told me the time, he went live on television to announce what he was going to do. And I looked over at Pat and I looked over at John and said, this is the time it's going to happen, because God gave me the numbers on the clock. And right at that time, he came live on from Washington, D.C. and started focusing on Syria and King Assad and began the whole Alinsky strategy. And we're walking with John Kerry now. And what's happening? Genocide's happening to Christians. Genocide. This is not good. He threatened. I mean, we saw this report. He threatened the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, "You don't want a third intifada and uprising, do you?" And it's like, why would we even say, how prideful is it for us to even say that to any leader anywhere? And who are we to even say that? And why do you have so much influence over the enemy of Israel that you could actually get them to rise up? And now we're watching him negotiate with enemies of Israel. And realize this, enemies of Israel are enemies of the church. They're enemies of Jesus Christ. You have to understand that. We're together in this. It's JJ. And JJ, I always talk about that because I want you to get that in your head. You know, whatever happens to the Jews happens to Jesus, happens to the church. And when you see Jesus, he's the firstborn amongst the church. He's the King of Kings. He's our Lord. And that, and so I just say JJ to remember that, to be short, because whatever happens to the Jews is going to happen to Jesus' folks. It's going to happen to the church, because we're one in the same in the context of God's eyes. And so you're looking at right now, they're persecuting more Christians potentially than anybody else. And they're persecuting because they're Christians, because they won't renounce Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And it's not going to end well if we keep on just tolerating our selected leadership that we selected and not protesting that in regards to saying stop this negotiation, or return your negotiations to something like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying of Prime Minister of Israel. Then, you know, what are we doing? We're sitting silently by evil is when good men do nothing, as Dr. King said. You know, watch this. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, speaking about this very thing. Watch.
Yesterday, an Iranian general brazenly declared, and I quote, "Israel's destruction is non-negotiable." But evidently, giving Iran's murderous regime a clear path to the bomb is negotiable. This is unconscionable. I agree with those who have said that Iran's claim that its nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes doesn't square with Iran's insistence on keeping underground nuclear facilities, advanced centrifuges, and a heavy water reactor. Nor does it square with Iran's insistence on developing ICBMs and its refusal to come clean with the IAEA on its past weaponization efforts. At the same time, Iran is accelerating its campaign of terror, subjugation, and conquest throughout the region, most recently in Yemen. The concessions offered to Iran in Lausanne would ensure a bad deal that would endanger Israel, the Middle East, and the peace of the world. Now is the time for the international community to insist on a better deal. A better deal would significantly roll back Iran's nuclear infrastructure. A better deal would link the eventual lifting of the restrictions on Iran's nuclear program to a change in Iran's behavior. Iran must stop its aggression in the region, stop its terrorism throughout the world, and stop its threats to annihilate Israel. That should be non-negotiable. And that's the deal that the world powers must insist upon. Thank you.
This is so important for us to pray now for the protection, the peace of Israel. America's leadership, just like God said, once we walk with Kerry, is not going to be good for Israel. It's not going to be for good for Jews and Christians. Well, here it is. Mm. It's happening. Dear God, we ask you to intervene, yes, and to stop all evil plans against Israel and against human race and against the Christians, in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.